Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, on a Friday. Good morning. I'm Woodsy. My co-host, Ben Higgins, has walked in the door. He is in his golf attire, and he is ready to rock and roll. Good morning,
Ben. I'm not even that attired today, because I'm excited to play golf.
I'm excited to play with you. Are you walking or riding?
I was planning on walking. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I believe, a walkable course today, so that's usually my exercise for the day if we're going to play golf.
Yeah.
I didn't slow you down last time. I don't think I'll slow you down this time.
No, you definitely actually played a lot faster than we did when you walked and we rode in a cart. I liked the cart, though, because I like to put stuff places.
It's a good point.
You're
going to eat a cheeseburger in the middle of your round, you pretty much need a cart. That's not great walking food.
It's not. It's really not at all. But... yeah, maybe I'll walk with you. I don't know. I could use the exercise.
I also will say one thing about sun chips. It's an observation that's been made before. I also like them.
Love them.
Loudest bags.
The bags are weirdly
ever.
Loud. Yeah.
I mean,
you can't eat them in surreptitiously.
You cannot sneak a sun chip out of the pantry.
Are you eating sun chips in there? No.
But really, what's a quiet chip bag? They don't really have quiet chip bags, but that one is extra loud.
I don't know. I've learned. I'm an expert on sneaking chips, actually.
Fair enough.
When they put the tortilla chips just in the plastic bag, like a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, from the restaurant.
Like plastic bag of tortilla chips. Those can be actually fairly quiet if you eat them whole.
I was going to tell you, though, that it's the loudest chip to eat in the quietest bag. The sun chip may be the quietest chip in the loudest bag. These are the things that you will find on Ben and Woods in the morning. Let's hit the phones. We got a new caller, but we've got our everyday caller, Everyday Chris. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, guys. Happy weekend. Out of respect to the new caller, I'm going to make this short and quick. I didn't know that the word race car was spelled the same backwards as it was forward. Somebody brought that to my attention yesterday. And my quick picks for the weekend, the GOAT Tom Brady gets it done in the snow since he knows how to play in that kind of weather. And I got to go with the Buffalo Bills. There's my pick, fellas. Have a great weekend.
I love it. Chris, thank you. Did you know, I'm going to Ben-splain a little bit, when that is the case, that is called a palindrome. Woodsy, you knew that.
My wife's name is a palindrome.
Spelled forward and backwards.
Yep,
Hannah. H-A-N-N-A-H.
Yep.
But did you know, since we're now on the subject of palindromes, that we are in a stretch of 10 days in which the dates will all be palindromes.
Absolutely incredible.
For instance, today is 1-2-2-21.
21.
1-2-2-2-1.
Oh, my God. Okay, so then
1-2-3-2-1.
1-2-3-2.
1-2-4-2-1. And then so on and so forth.
1-2-5-2-1. That's amazing.
And as long as we're doing now date observations, yesterday I saw this on Twitter. I thought it was fascinating. At 9:21 p.m.
Yep.
yesterday, it was the 21st hour of the 21st day of the 21st year of the 21st century. That's something that only happens every 101 years, that moment. So that was kind of cool last night at 9:21 21.
What did you and Shelly do to celebrate? Eat whipped cream off of each other's nude bodies? Perhaps, maybe? Shell, you ready? And, of course, you guys in your house would use homemade whipped cream that Shell whipped up in the kitchen after milking a cow.
We actually were eating Mexican food in the car.
In the car. I love Mexican food. The worst food to eat in a car, period.
It was a different experience. Well, you know, we like to go out to eat, but you can't do that anymore.
Right.
And Shelly was jonesing for her favorite sit-down Mexican restaurant, which is Tony's Acal in Solana Beach. They were open for takeout, and I said, do you want to take it all the way home, or shall we just sit here in Tony's parking lot like we're on a date night and just eat it in the car?
What kind of awful dates did you have where you and your date sat and ate in the car?
Well, it's just not home, so I think the point was, let's see if we can get out of home for a little while.
So it is the worst food to eat in the car.
It was tough.
Is there a worse?
I had like an enchilada with rice and beans. It's just not
in your lap.
I mean, a burrito is one thing. You just pick it up. And
still, it falls.
Still kind of falls. But I had the whole enchilada. I needed a fork. I needed everything. With chips and salsa in between.
It's the worst idea in the world. It's such good food, and I hear you, because you run into the problem of Mexican food is also not great when it's not hot.
Right.
It's not great. Like, you can eat a pizza if it's a little cold. Hey, you can even eat pasta if it's a little cold. Mexican food, you're like, oh,
fresh
dude.
Turkey taco that was just, you know, fried up perfectly. Perfect. You know, 25 minutes later, by the time we get it home, get it out of the bag, sit down, it's just lost its zip.
Sushi is also another one. Terrible to eat in the car, terrible to eat to go. Every time my wife would order sushi to the house, I'm like, oh, good, warm fish. Nothing is better than warm fish. We got Chris on the line. Not everyday Chris. We got a new Chris. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm going to jump in on that last little conversation piece about Mexican food in the car. One time on the way out to spring training, we're all doing road sodas, and my brother is driving, and he decides to get chili chilies, and the rest of us get burritos. So I was trying to figure out, how are you going to eat the chili chilies and drive?
He was the driver. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep, that's definitely not going to fly. So one of us had to jump in real quick.
What's more dangerous, you guys drinking road beers or him drinking road beers while eating chili chilies on the way home?
Does anyone need to Ben-splain chili chilies?
Oh, no.
He
was not drinking.
We were having road sodas,
as you should know. Wasn't anything
right.
else. It was just road sodas.
Wow.
But, yeah, so I know it's a Friday. I just wanted to call in because you said, hey, we need new callers. So I decided, hey, I got a 30-minute break real quick. I'm going to call in. And thank you guys for always being there in the morning because you make my gut bust. Every day, keep doing what you do, and Paulie behind the board, that guy's the man.
He is. He absolutely is. And but I do think we've hit on. I mean, people are tweeting us now about what's the worst thing to eat in a car. Fritz is a good one. Jersey Mike's is tough. Eating a sub sandwich in a car.
I've got little lettuce shreds probably under the seats that I haven't found from. You know, the last 3 years that are still there, I'm sure.
What's a good food? Conversely, to eat in the car.
Great food to eat in the car.
Can't do pasta.
Oh, no, it's not good.
Imagine
pasta,
twirling, and it's in your passenger seat.
Dude, I don't even like eating like a burger in the car. You know, like
I really
fast
don't
food.
Either.
You got the wrapper to kind of hold it all in there, but that's not. You got to drive with the knees and
the knee drive.
An order of McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, you can crush that on the drive
home.
Never
a problem in the car. Mm-hmm. That's an easy car snack.
I get unbelievably upset at like a passenger that's with me. And let's say we're on a road trip. So when me and my guys used to go play baseball tournaments away. All right, Woodsy, pull into McDonald's. All right. So we're driving, and I'm always driving, and we get our meals. And then, hey, can you get some ketchup too? And I get mad at them. Why? Can't you just eat your fries without ketchup? Why do you care? Because you're going to have to put it on a wrapper on your lap. It's not going to fall. You're going to be slathering ketchup. Just eat your GD fries the way that normal people do when they're in a car. You don't need all the fancy fixings with it. Just eat it. Ketchup packets, you know, left in the back of my car.
I've even taught my kids in the car when you eat fries, no ketchup.
Yeah, no
ketchup.
Do
it at home if you want.
Yeah.
But not in the car.
Exactly. People have no self-awareness anymore.
It's too much French fries that may have led us yesterday to our visit To a new friend of the program, new Tier 1 sponsor who's going to be joining Ben and Woods next month. Great guy,
great.
Dr. Roy David
great guy.
Of La Jolla. We paid a little visit to his offices, which are fantastic, mm-hmm. right off La Jolla Village Drive yesterday, Woods. And you were, I was impressed. You were very willing to jump in and be adventurous. And I was almost jealous by the end that I did not volunteer to be the guinea pig at yesterday's meet and greet.
The other thing that I realized, too, if you're a salesperson that works in our company, don't take me to your meetings and try to talk. You're not, your job is done. You got us in the door. I'm going to sell Ben and Woods. I don't need any help at all. Just don't talk. I felt my juices, my sales juices coming alive yesterday again.
I was watching you work, and I could transport myself back about 12, 13 years ago, mm-hmm. you're in Texas, and you're
in a
full-on sales guy in a suit.
Yep. Bro.
I was not. I was just kind of watching you go.
Oh, God. It was like I felt alive. I felt alive again. But, man, we had so much fun at this meeting. And, yeah, we're going to be telling you guys about all the services he does. So it's interesting, too, because he really makes his money doing hair restoration. I don't need hair restoration. Neither does Ben right now. But he has so many other services, and he's like – their clinic is, like, the best at everything they do.
By the way, though, he explained the process.
Oh, my
hair
God.
Restoration. I would do it in an instant.
Riveting.
The second I need it.
It was riveting.
I'm going and doing it.
There's no doubt.
I was stunned at how non-invasive, natural. He showed us exactly how it works. You're going to love it. When we start talking about it, if you need any little touch-up on
yeah.
the hair, you're going to go instantly to Dr. Roy David.
So then he was telling us about some of the other things he does. So he does something called cool sculpting. I'd heard of it. I'd seen it in passing. I didn't know what it was. He took us in, Paulie. He showed us the machines. Bro, we were like, and the best was his assistant was like, he goes, where would you want it? And I go, right here. And I grabbed this fat gobbler under my neck. And he goes, oh, yeah, I can get that off. I'm like, you're kidding. He goes, no, I'll get that gobbler, the gullet. I'll get it.
Non-surgical.
Oh, non-surgical.
Med spa.
Med spa type. And I go, I'm in. So he goes, hey, have you guys ever heard of M-STEM? And I said, no, what is that? He's like, well, it's muscle stimulation. I go, okay, I have heard of that. He goes, not like this, you haven't. And he goes, do one of you guys want to try it? And I go, sure. Now, I don't like the feeling of being shocked. It's not shocks. It's just vibration. Yes. So essentially what they do is Bobby laid me down and unbuckled my pants and lifted my shirt up.
In front of a whole room of gentlemen.
I was, yeah, anyway. So he puts these giant paddles on my belly. And it's basically an ab workout. And you stay in there for an hour, right? And I didn't like it at first, and then I started to really like it because it felt like I had worked out. And my abs this morning, ridiculously sore. Ben took audio of me getting my first, not my last, M-STEM treatment.
Yeah, yeah. Do this, you won't look as pregnant. So look up here. See how this pulls in when it contracts? Yeah, see? Yeah.
It was great.
So just in that, like,
in like 5 minutes,
in that 20 seconds we were listening to, you did like 5,000 sit-ups.
So yeah, in
those like small moments.
I was on that thing for a good 10 minutes. He goes, yeah, it's the equivalent of probably doing like probably 1,000 sit-ups, and I'm. I go, well, how long do people stay on this thing? He goes, about an hour, and you just watch TV, and you lay there, and it
30,000 sit-ups.
Yeah.
While you're just laying there.
And it tones your core. It was amazing. I loved it. I'm so happy that we're working with this guy.
It was fun. I can't wait to tell you more about it.
Yeah.
He'll be fully joining us next month, but that was a very interesting and informative visit.
It was a blast.
That we had yesterday. We had some callers who called in, probably wanted to share their messy foods.
That's fine.
Appreciate it, guys, this morning. But we do have to get to our spotlight interview, best of the week, because it was fantastic. Joe Musgrove, new Padres pitcher, joined us on Wednesday. We've saved it to bring it back here on a Friday morning. So we're going to do that next, Padres fans. Joe Musgrove, Grossmont High School alum coming back home to join the Padres rotation. He'll be with us next. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.